Family CSG.
We were joined on the morning show by Dave Osterman from Grand Rapids. He and his wife, Lynn, were in Boston for the marathon on Monday. And Dave, you were actually running in it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Dave was still on the course, and I was on Boylston. Had been watching most of the morning. I was originally from probably, 11:30 until about 2 o'clock, right at the intersection of Boylston and Ring Road, which is where the second blast happened. And I was on the south side of the street. I think both of the devices went off on the north side of Boylston, so I was directly across the street from the second blast. I was going through my battery like crazy on my cell phone, which I was getting a little nervous about that. And finally, around 2 o'clock, I thought, I think I've got about an hour or so before Dave is supposed to cross the finish. And I just felt compelled to go back to the hotel room because we were close to that area. And I thought, if I can put my phone in the charger for like a half an hour, then I'll be able to communicate with family at the end of the race and take pictures of him and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I left that area, thankfully, at 2 o'clock and went back to our hotel room for about a half an hour and did that. And then I came back to that area probably maybe 10 minutes to 3, but I was a little bit farther west, so maybe a half a block farther away from that second blast area. Yeah, and then we know what happened at about 3 o'clock. And originally, the first one was down far enough, and obviously we heard a loud boom, and the lady next to me said, "What is that?" And I said, "That was an explosion." But we originally thought, it was Patriots Day. I thought, well, maybe it was a cannon that they do to celebrate gone bad, but it was too much in the street. There was too much smoke, and it was not right. And then about 10 seconds later, the second one went off, and we knew it was bad. Our immediate reaction was to get off the street right now, and we ducked into the building right behind us and, of course, didn't know what to do in there and didn't know if it was safe in a building or whether we should be in there or not.
Yeah.
But then there was a courtyard out the back, and they eventually shuffled us into the back of the courtyard, which there were trash cans there, which made me very nervous because that was my initial thought. They blew up a trash can or two. And so I eventually wandered back to our hotel and waited for Dave.
Now, at this point, you had no idea where Dave was. Is that right?
Well, I sort of did because I had been getting very regular updates from a friend at home who was texting me, every probably 3 minutes with his progress. I knew he was not at the finish. I knew he was safe.
Yeah.
I didn't know where he was. Mm. My biggest concern was that he did not know where I had been watching.
Yeah.
And he didn't know I was safe. And cell coverage was, it was jammed. It was impossible. I could not send a text or, weirdly, texts kept coming into me that people were concerned, but I could not get anything out, and nor could I make a phone call.
Boy, that had to have been the most frustrating thing in the world.
It was. And I said this to Dave. I said, I felt like I lived a movie. It just doesn't happen.
Dave, you were running in the marathon. This is this something you'd done before, or was this like a first time?
This was my first time. If you look at a map, I was on Commonwealth Avenue. There's a road that goes, if you look at the race course, about a half a mile from the finish. We were running through a beautiful brownstone neighborhood. Trees were all in flower, and all of a sudden, the runners stopped. We were just cresting the hill to go underneath the Massachusetts Avenue overpass, and everyone stopped, and no one knew what was going on. People were looking around, and then some people on the sidelines, the spectators, started saying there were explosions at the finish, but no one knew if their family or friends were okay, and nobody had cell phones with them. We were running, right? People on the street were sharing their cell phones with us, and then we were finally able to, after a while, get messages through. But there was a huge amount of fear about the runners that their loved ones weren't safe because they were out the finish line.
Is there anything that you would maybe encourage West Michigan to be thinking about or praying about from your perspective, having been there? Anything that's kind of top of mind for you guys?
For me, being out on the course, I've been praying thankful for the people of Boston because the people shared everything. They shared water and power bars and potato chips and trash bags to keep us warm. The people were wonderful. So pray for the people of Boston because they're wonderful people. And God was there with us. Just one example, and there's a dozen of them, but one example is the woman I rode over on the bus with started 20 minutes before me. She was supposed to. Planned to finish 30 minutes faster than me, so she should have been 50 minutes ahead of me. As we all stopped, she had had a really bad day, and we bumped into each other walking back to pick up our cell phones, and God brought us back together. She was the only familiar face on the entire course, and it wasn't just coincidence that I bumped into her at the end. She should have finished almost an hour in front of me. That's just one example of, I could list 10 more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the people of Boston, you know, you always talk about being, you know, the hands and feet, you know, of Jesus, and people were just there to help and to give to others, and just a great example of, yeah, helping others in just maybe a little way, but makes such a difference to
a literal cup of cold water to a stranger on the race course.
Well, it's good to hear, you know, the good in the face of something so tragic, so we appreciate that. And we will continue praying for the people of Boston. We are so thrilled that you're both safe and that you're back in town, right? You're back?
Yeah, we're at home.
I wasn't sure how I felt about flying the day after a terrorist attack. You know, on the other hand, I thought, well, it's probably a really safe thing to fly.
Right.
Definitely great to be back in West Michigan. But I tell you, the security, we're staying right on the fringe of the, you know, quote, crime scene. And the difference, there, you know, there's SWAT teams and guys in full riot gear, you know, patrolling our hotel area, and it's just a little disconcerting, but we did feel safe.
Dave and Lynn Osterman from Grand Rapids, thanks so much for sharing your story with us this morning. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Have a great day.